Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back at just turning 6:23 now here in Lansing on a Thursday evening. 1320 WILS, thank you for joining us. It's currently a $5.5 billion industry, and by 2016, it's expected to generate more than $43 billion in global redemptions. Mobile coupons are likely to become a daily part of all of our lives as the technology has developed and tied to our smartphones. TJ Person is the CEO of Coupon Media. That's coupon with a K. It's a mobile coupon platform that enables brands and merchants to deliver mobile offers right to your smartphones at retail stores. TJ, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me.
So what is the vision? We're talking about walking into a grocery or retail store and then, bing, our phone lights up with coupons that can be immediately redeemable at a moment's notice?
Yeah, so just to give you a sense for how big this market is, you mentioned about $500 billion in coupons put out last year. Of those, only 1% or about $5 billion were actually redeemed. So you think about it, 99% of those are waste. And those might be sitting in landfills somewhere or completely wasted. And really, the industry hasn't changed since the 1800s when Coca-Cola launched the first coupon. I mean, coupons are essentially like cash without all the regulatory controls around it. So, you know, we think that, mobile is has a good chance of changing that.
Where's the industry right now, though? I mean, are these mobile coupons now being utilized in an effective way?
Yeah, so there are some stores that are starting to utilize it. You know, we actually talking to brands. Brands are really anxious to do this, and retailers are anxious to do this as well. It's a matter of, you know, consumers adopting this, retailers accepting it, and having the technology in place to accept coupons and be able to clear them, and then brands willing to basically move some of their paper coupons to mobile coupons.
Now, basically, people are going to be tracked, though, by their smartphones, and that's how you're going to be delivering the coupons. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's all opt-in basis. So if you're a consumer, in most cases, you'll opt in to receive, you know, coupons at your favorite stores or certainly the offers that you want to receive. Nothing's going to be pushed to you that you don't ask for.
And how are they? Are they now being used at all? Are they? Is there any way to scan a mobile coupon off your smartphone at this time?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a good example. So our platform is in Michael's Arts and Crafts, which is in 1,100 stores nationwide. Michael's runs several offers a month through mobile, and you can actually, you know, get these coupons off of Facebook or through email or through mobile opt-in to your phone and actually take it into store and scan it at the cashier.
So it has a barcode that appears right on the smartphone and it actually goes through as a normal paper coupon.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. When you talk about walking further down the road, how much is it going to be in our lives? Are we going to basically be hit with coupons everywhere we go? I mean, our phone's going to light up, and we walk into a mall, we get 10 coupon offers.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some recent press around a geofenced coupons, and that's where, let's say you're driving past a store, you might get hit with a coupon, a text message that says, hey, we know you're standing outside the store, come to the store for an offer today. We don't feel like consumers are ready for that. I don't ever see a time where those are just pushed on you. I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, those will always be opt-in. So consumers will have to say, yes, I do want offers at Michael's, please push them to me, or I'd like to use them when I want to, but don't push them to me whenever you want to.
It seems the one thing we all can't avoid but purchase every day is food. Are we seeing fast food restaurants and other restaurants aggressively getting into this mobile coupon game?
Yeah, I'll give you absolutely. So fast food, casual dining, and convenience stores. Convenience stores are a huge part of our business right now. We're just starting to work with 7-Eleven nationwide. So, you know, a consumer can, you know, save money on the things that you would be going into store for. It also gives brands a way to push new products. So if they know you go into 7-Eleven a few times a month, it's a great way for them to say, Pepsi, to say, hey, we have a new flavor, go in and try it on us.
And how quickly, I mean, the numbers are there, but I mean, is this right in this 2012 and this year, is there a clear spike that you're seeing of retailers showing a deeper interest in these mobile coupons?
Yeah, I would really say it's across the board. There's not a brand or a CMO that we've talked to this year who hasn't said that they're not thinking about mobile coupons. It's really all it's about technology, retail integration, and then consumer adoption and brands using it as well. We're definitely seeing a 200% growth over 2011 in this area, though.
When you see something like Groupon and the huge phenomenon that it has become, could we see things like this in a retail space, this sudden deal offered, almost like a blue light special where people can sign up at that moment and it may run out even within minutes?
Yeah, I think, Groupon's done a great job of creating, urgency for special deals, deal of the day, and then, instant Groupons, if you will. We're starting to see that from some of the retailers and brands that we're working with also. So for instance, a retailer may be slow, or a restaurant could be slow on a certain day, and they could say, hey, we know you're a loyal, fan and you like our brand. You like to come into our restaurant. Come in today, this evening to get a special. So really mobile kind of gives you that ability that certainly paper offers don't give you, that ability to target people and then add urgency to really give values that day.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting if you walk into a food court and next thing you know you're being proposed to by the 12 restaurants there with their different coupons.
Yeah, I think again that's where context comes into it. So we work a lot with, working around the preferences from the consumer. So, for instance, I don't have kids yet. It's a huge waste when I get, kid-related coupons at my house every week. We send coupons to people when they want it and really around their preferences. So mm-hmm. You may walk into a food court and see 12 restaurants, but, again, since it's opt-in-based, you might say, you know what, I really only like Chinese food and Italian, and you're only going to get offers for those that you want to receive.
TJ Person, CEO of Coupon Media, that's Coupon with a K. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
We're coming right back.
The prosecution rests in the John Edwards criminal trial.
The federal government spent the past 14 business days presenting former North Carolina Senator John Edwards as a man who stepped out on his terminal.